Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. Lok Sabha holds discussion on election reforms. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal says special intensive revision of electoral rolls conducted several times during Congress regime. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Vande Mataram awakened cultural nationalism in the country during freedom struggle and remains relevant even today, as Rajya Sabha witnesses discussion on 150th anniversary of the national song. Microsoft announces largest ever investment in Asia of $17.5 billion to advance India's AI infrastructure. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, when it comes to artificial intelligence, world is optimistic about India. Prime Minister asks NDA MPs to undertake reforms across all sectors aimed at making public life easier. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu says disruption caused by IndiGo's operational failures now rapidly stabilizing, reiterates government's determination to build a robust airline system. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 176 runs against South Africa in first T20 of the five-match series at Cuttack in Odisha. And now the news in detail. Lok Sabha today held discussion on election reforms. Intervening in the discussion, Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal said, special intensive revision or SIR of electoral rolls were conducted several times during Congress's regime. But now the opposition is raising questions over the exercise. He lauded the country's voting structure, saying that everyone got equal voting rights since independence. He said the election process in the country was being carried out as per the principles laid down by Dr. B.R. Ambedkar.
25 November 1949 को उन्होंने एक वक्त को दिया हमारे संविधान सभा में. On the 26th January 1950, we are going to enter into a life of contradiction. In politics, we will have a equality, and in social and economic life, we will have a inequality. In politics, we will be recognizing the principle of one man, one vote, and one value. यही principle है SIR का भी. यही हमारे election reform का आधार है. एक आदमी का एक ही वोट होना चाहिए, एक ही वैल्यू होनी चाहिए.
Participating in the discussion, Nishikant Dubey of BJP said, BJP does politics of national interest rather than vote bank politics. Speaking on the election reforms, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha and Congress leader Rahul Gandhi raised the issue of duplicate voters in the electoral rolls. Mr. Gandhi said, reform requires machine-readable voter lists for all parties a month before polling.
Give machine-readable voter lists to all political parties 1 month before the election. That's the first step. The second step is take back the law that allows the destruction of CCTV footage. Also tell us what is the architecture of the EVM. Give us access to the EVM. Let our experts go and see what is inside the EVM. And finally, change the law that allows the election commissioner to get away with whatever he wants to do. That's all the electoral reforms you need.
Several other members, including Manish Tiwari of Congress, Samajwadi Party leader Akhilesh Yadav, Shrikant Shinde of Shiv Sena, also took part in the debate. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said that the members who did not get the opportunity to participate in the debate today will get their chance tomorrow. The Speaker adjourned the House for the day. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today said that Vande Mataram was the mantra that awakened India's cultural nationalism and remains as relevant today as it was during the freedom struggle. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Shah stressed that the song will remain relevant in the nation's journey towards a Viksit Bharat. The Home Minister criticized Congress for questioning the need for a debate on Vande Mataram and linking it to the upcoming West Bengal elections.
Vande Mataram ke prati samarpan ki zarurat.
The need for dedication towards Vande Mataram existed when the national song was created. It existed during the freedom struggle, it exists today, and it will remain even in 2047 when a developed India is built. Because this immortal composition awakens feelings of devotion, duty, and dedication towards Mother India.
Kartavya ke bhav jagrut karne wali kruti hai.
Participating in the discussion, Leader of Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge said, Congress made Vande Mataram the slogan during the freedom struggle.
Vande Mataram Geet Bharat ke.
The song Vande Mataram entered the public life in India when Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore first sang the composition at the Congress session in Calcutta in 1896. Congress did the work of making Vande Mataram a slogan during the freedom struggle. When Mahatma Gandhi started the non-cooperation movement, lakhs of freedom fighters went to jail chanting Vande Mataram.
Vande Mataram ka nara lagate hue jail ja rahe the.
Former Prime Minister and JDS leader H.D. Devegowda said, Vande Mataram continues to unite the nation. Tiruchi Shiva of DMK, Dr. M. Thambidurai of AIADMK, Praful Patel of NCP, Shiva Sena's Milind Murli Deora, Sukhendu Sekhar Roy of TMC, V. Shivadasan of CPIM, Sanjay Singh of AAP, K.R. Suresh Reddy of BRS, Y.V. Subbar Reddy of YSRCP, Mujibullah Khan of BJD, Manoj Jha of RJD also participated in the discussion. After Harris Biran's speech, the chair adjourned the house to meet at 11 a.m. tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed Microsoft's largest ever investment in Asia and expressed optimism about India's leadership in artificial intelligence. Responding to a post on social media by Microsoft Chairman and CEO Satya Nadella, Mr. Modi said that when it comes to AI, the world is optimistic about India. He added that he expressed happiness to see India being the place where Microsoft will make its largest ever investment. He further said that the youth of the nation will harness this opportunity to innovate and leverage the power of AI for a better planet. Meanwhile, Mr. Nadella thanked Mr. Modi for an inspiring discussion on India's AI opportunity. In a social media post, Mr. Nadella said that Microsoft is committing more than $17 billion to support India's ambitions. He added that this investment will help build the infrastructure, skills and sovereign capabilities needed for India's AI-first future. The NDA Parliamentary Party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President JP Nadda, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, External Affairs Minister Dr. Jay Shankar, JDU MP Sanjay Jha, Rashtriya Lok Morcha Chief Upendra Kushwaha, NCP MP Praful Patel and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, various issues, notably ways to further good governance agenda to realize the dream of a Viksit Bharat, were discussed. Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by the NDP MPs for the alliance's victory in Bihar Assembly elections in the meeting. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that during the meeting, all NDA leaders congratulated the Prime Minister for NDA's victory in the Bihar elections. He said Prime Minister asked NDA leaders to work with more speed for the development of the country. Mr. Rijiju informed that the Prime Minister emphasized to undertake reforms across all sectors to ease people's lives and ensure they did not face problems. He said that Prime Minister Modi also urged the MPs to connect with the youth.
Prime Minister gave excellent guidelines and guidance to all the NDA MPs on what we should do for the country, our constituencies and our states. The Prime Minister has laid great emphasis on reforms to improve people's lives. Reforms don't just mean economic reforms or financial reforms. He meant reforms to make the lives of ordinary people in the country easier and more comfortable. He has given us very good guidelines.
This is Akash Mani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIA News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. The first phase of Special Intensive Revision or SIR of the electoral roll in Gujarat is nearing its final stage, with the first draft list set to be published on the 12th of this month. The rigorous campaign has achieved over 99% verification across the state. We have a report.
The mammoth effort to clean up the electoral roll has resulted in 99% verification work completed for over 5 crore electors in Gujarat. The campaign has seen remarkable success, with 17 districts and 133 assembly constituencies achieving 100% verification milestone. The intensive cleanup drive has yielded significant results, with over 40,47,000 permanently migrated voters, over 18 lakh deceased voters and more than 10,37,000 absent voters being identified. For Furthermore, over 11,58,000 duplicate entries have also been flagged off for scrutiny. Speaking to Akashwani, the district collector Saurabh Padhi said more than 70% enumeration forms have been returned in Surat. He added that a list of potential absentees, shifted and deceased voters has been uploaded on the collector office website for public verification. Aparna Khund, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today said the disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing and reiterated that the government is fully determined to build a robust airline system. Addressing the Lok Sabha on the ongoing IndiGo crisis, the minister stated that IndiGo is being held fully accountable. The minister further added that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, or DGCA, has issued notices to the airline, and based on its report, strict and appropriate action will be taken.
The disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing. IndiGo's daily flights, which had fallen drastically and are expected to rise further, all other airlines continue to operate smoothly across the country, and the airports are reporting normal conditions without crowding or distress. Refunds, baggage tracing, and passenger support measures remain under continuous supervision by the ministry. At the same time, accountability will be ensured.
Meanwhile, Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today held a meeting with IndiGo's top management to review the stabilization measures. In a social media post, he informed that IndiGo CEO Peter Elbers was summoned to the ministry to provide an update. The minister said that Mr. Elbers has confirmed that full refunds for flights affected till 6th of December have been completed. He said a strict instruction to expedite the completion of the remaining funds and baggage handover has also been given. India's handicraft sector continues to serve as one of the largest employment generators in rural and semi-urban areas. Our correspondent brings a report on how government initiatives are supporting artisans and strengthening traditional crafts across the country. A report.
To support nearly 64 lakh artisans, the government is implementing various schemes aimed at improving production, skills and market access. With these measures, the rising global demand for handmade and eco-friendly products has further strengthened the visibility of Indian handicrafts in international markets. Government support under the National Handicraft Development Programme focuses on design and skill development, raw material assistance, marketing support and participation in domestic and international exhibition. With the implementation of these initiatives, artisans can expect improved access to welfare measures, strong market connections, and improved recognition for their contribution to India's cultural and economic landscape. With Rohan, Nitika Gupta, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The National Investigation Agency, or NIA, has arrested another key accused in connection with last month's Delhi bomb blast case. In men's cricket, chasing a target of 176, South Africa were 18 for 2 in three overs against India in the first game of the five-match T20 series at Barabathi Stadium in Cuttack, Odisha, when reports last came in. Earlier, India posted 175 runs in the stipulated 20 overs, with a blazing 59 off 28 balls knocked by Hardik Pandya. For South Africa, Ryuji Jidi took 3 wickets, while Sipamla took 2. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha holds discussion on election reforms. Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal says special intensive revision of electoral rules conducted several times during Congress's regime. Home Minister Amit Shah asserts Vande Mataram awakened cultural nationalism in the country during freedom struggle and remains relevant even today, as Rajya Sabha witnesses discussion on 150th anniversary of the national song. Microsoft announces largest ever investment in Asia of $17.5 billion to advance India's AI infrastructure. Prime Minister Modi says when it comes to artificial intelligence, the world is optimistic about India. Prime Minister asks NDA MPs to undertake reforms across all sectors aimed at making public life easier. Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu says disruption caused by IndiGo's operational failures now rapidly stabilizing, reiterates government's determination to build a robust airline system. And in men's cricket, India set a target of 176 runs against South Africa in the first T20 of the five-match series at Cuttack in Odisha. That's all in the news at 9. Good night.